The periodic assessments from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, rely on a couple of thousand scientists from around the world. They produce a detailed appraisal of humanity's impact on the climate and what it means now and in the future. These reports are notoriously dense and hard to read. Well, NOAA scientist Greg Johnson was a lead author for part of the assessment published last fall, and he's come up with a simple, elegant way to communicate the complex scientific findings, haiku.
Seas rise as they warm. Rates quicken last century. Melting ice joins in.
Oceanographer Gregory Johnson joins me now to share more of these IPCC haikus. Welcome to Living on Earth, Greg.
Hi, thanks, Steve.
So how did you come up with this idea, IPCC as haiku?
Well, actually, I was sick one weekend, and I was really sick enough to be unable to leave the house. And so I was trying to figure out what I would do for the weekend. And for some reason, I thought I would reread the summary for policymakers from the Working Group 1 report to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's the one on the physical science basis of climate change. And like you said, they are very dense documents. And so I was reading this, and I was having trouble concentrating.
Wait, you'd worked on this. You knew it was supposed to be there, and you couldn't stay focused?
Well, I was sick. But anyways, I thought it would help fix it in my mind if I tried to compose a haiku for each of the subsections of the report. But I sat down and I composed these haiku. It took most of the morning and a little bit past lunch. And then my wife said, "What on earth are you doing?" I think she was... And at that point, I sort of thought, well, what am I doing? And I realized that I could make them into a little illustrated booklet to share with friends and family if I added some illustrations.
So you're an oceanographer for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and you're a lead author for the Working Group chapter on oceans. But this is not any kind of official document.
That's correct. These are solely my own creation. Any views or opinions expressed in these are my own and do not necessarily reflect those of the United States government, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or any other entity.
So these poems basically go in order of the bullet points for the report. Will you read the first point as haiku, please? It's called History, Earth.
That's right. Big, fast carbon surge. Ice melts. Oceans heat and rise. Air warms by decades.
So that's essentially the recent history of the Earth's climate in 17 syllables, huh?
That's right.
So remind us of the rules of haiku.
So the rules in English are different from the rules in Japanese, but the strict rules are of a syllable count of 5, 7, 5 in the three lines. They're supposed to be a reference to the season. And the Japanese have specific words for these, I think. These don't necessarily have references to seasons in them, but they do have references to change in climate, and I thought that'd give me a pass on that. And then they're also supposed to have what the Japanese call a cutting word, sort of a transition. And not all of these do have that, actually, but they do all follow the 5-7-5 rule.
Now, will you read two more for us that are closely related? They're called response and attribution.
Yes. The first one is response. We burn more carbon. Air warms for decades, but seas for millennia. And then attribution. Our industry has warmed oceans, air, lands, changed rains, melted ice, raised seas.
It's incredible how so few words can be so powerful. What got you going with haiku?
I post almost exclusively in haiku on Facebook. I find that it helps me be in the present. It tends to link my posts a little more closely to nature and what's going on around me. And it also limits the number of posts, which my friends probably like.
Now, it seems that all of your poems are accompanied by a watercolor painting. The last one about industry goes along with a painting of an oil rig. There's another with a painting of windmills on a rolling hill. Will you read that, please?
Let's see. Fast, strong action will reduce future warming, but rising seas certain.
So, Greg, what kind of responses have you gotten so far from this project?
They've really been quite positive. But I have to say, actually, it took some time on my part to get up the courage to put this out there. This is, of course, a distillation of, as you said, work of 209 lead authors, 50 review editors, 1,000 expert reviewers. So a huge amount of work went into this. But the response actually to the haiku have been remarkably positive.
What kind of response have you gotten from your IPCC co-authors?
They enjoy it. I did make a number of little booklets on my own dime and have given them to friends and colleagues and authors. And it's been a positive response from them as well.
You run out of the booklets?
Pretty much, yeah.
What's your publisher say?
I don't have a publisher. These were all self-published. I can't actually profit from these in any way because they are related to my work, and that's just one of the rules of my employer.
Well, we're just about out of time, Greg, but I wonder if you'd read one final haiku for us, perhaps the one that you titled Future.
All right. 40 years from now, children will live in a world shaped by our choices.
Greg, you have children?
I have a daughter.
Who's how old?
She is 17 now.
So when she's 57?
The world will be a very different place, I think. And it will depend on what choices we make. We're living in a world now that's already shaped by our choices.
Greg Johnson is a NOAA oceanographer and lead author of the Working Group 1 report chapter on oceans. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Oh, thank you.